Candidate for position 7 for the Cayuse Law School Board is Jason Wood. Jason is here today with me to talk a little bit about his run for the candidacy for the position. And Jason, good day to you.
Good day to you as well.
So let's talk a little bit about your background. Now, you've been a voice and music teacher for many years here in town, right?
I've taught piano, beginning piano and vocal performance and audition coaching here in Florence since I moved here 12 years ago. And so my studio's been up and running and going strong for those 12 years.
So some of the students that are in the schools now have been benefited from your tutelage?
Well, I hope so, yes.
Well, let's hear him play, right?
I've had many younger students come through my studio over the last dozen years, and I've had the distinct pleasure of watching them move on, some of them to study music in college, and that's always fun for me to see as well.
So obviously, you have a passion for the direction that youth are going and the direction the school is going, which is probably what prompted you to run. Is that fair?
Yeah. Well, and I've been pretty deeply involved with the children of this community, again, since I moved here. Melanie Hurd and I founded CROW together, and I was a co-director / musical director with CROW for many years, all the way up until the pandemic, which changed so many things for so many of us. But I guess the short answer is yeah. I've been involved and I care deeply about the kids in this community.
So why now? Why this time to run?
Well, I actually started to get my feet wet a couple of years ago. I was invited to run by some people who were in the know, some who had been on the board before, and they thought that my voice was needed on the board. And so I believe it was 2 years ago, I was going to run. I had everything set up, and then somebody else joined the race and who I really admired. So I didn't want to muddy up the waters by throwing my name into the hat as well. So I withdrew. And then there was a special election last year, and that was for seat number 1. And I think there were 8 or 9 people who applied or who were running for that position. And that is the seat that Brian Lacouture won.
Now, looking at the makeup of the board, there's a potential for a majority of the seats to change this year. If you're elected to this, what do you add to the mix?
Well, the most important thing I'm going to add, at least initially, is representation. I mean, this is a board that's meant to serve the children of this community. So every child, every family deserves to see someone representing them on a board that is so important.
And when you say representing, obviously there are kids that feel underserved, or I wouldn't say unprotected, but yet feel they're a little bit outside of the normal, what people call the normal student. Is that what you're kind of looking at? I mean, obviously you want to serve all, but
right, of course. I'm here for every single student, just like I've always been, for every single kid that's come through CROW, every single kid that's come through my studio. There isn't any bias there. There's just the want to better their lives and their futures.
What do you feel the challenges are for you?
Well, let's see. Well, first of all, the first challenge for me will be to become acclimated if I'm elected. It's going to be a lot of observing and absorbing so that I can see exactly how I can move within the board and make sure that our children who are a part of minority groups, these are our queer kids, these are our disabled kids, these are our BIPOC kids, they need to be seen as well. And I just don't think that they're feeling that way. And another thing that's contributing to that are the attitudes that I've seen just from running in this race, but not just running in this race. I'm also a local drag queen. I'm a drag queen that has shows that have been catered to all ages. So personally, I've caught a lot of flack for that. And if I'm catching that, that means that the kids are seeing it and the kids are hearing it. And these are the kids that may relate to me. And all it does is create this roadblock for them to become the people that they're supposed to be or that they want to be. So I want to be an ear and a voice for them. Throughout this campaign, I've heard some pretty ugly things from the community. I've gotten a lot of messages that have opposing attitudes, but done in a very aggressive way. Quite frankly, I've received death threats from members of the community. A lot of opposition. Signs are being stolen. Some people do not want me to run.
Now, having said, and the representation you want to bring to the board, there's a whole lot more on the board that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things is, people talk about the autonomy of the board, and I've asked each member running about this, that, you know, the ODE has certain qualifications for schools, and they apply to city schools, which are much different diversification than rural schools, mm-hmm. yet there is some of that in there. What do you see as far as some autonomy for the local school district?
Well, first of all, I think the most important thing to do is to listen to these children and their families and hear from them what they need. And then as a director on the school board, the entire school board needs to look at what programs are available, what programs are being used, what money has been allocated for that specific demographic of student, and use that money to help them in a way that they are asking for help.
All right. Another thing is a lot of people want to build a new school.
Uh-huh.
Some people want to rehab this one. It's going to cost money. What are your feelings about trying to get the money to spend for that, or would you see a different way of going forward?
From what I've seen and from what I've looked into, I really do feel like keeping our focus on our public school is the ticket. Division is not. Unity is. So working together and I don't want to use that word.
Okay.
Sorry. Working together to create and make strong the programs that our public school system has to benefit the students and their parents is the way to go. Like, I think that fixing what some people may view as broken is always the answer, rather than dumping it and moving on. This may or may not benefit all the students in our community. This may be a detriment to many of them.
Now, you mean specifically as related to like building,
right,
new buildings and stuff like that?
Well, a new school entirely.
Yeah, a new school entirely. So you think there's still some possibility to use what we have and build upon it?
I wouldn't be running for the school board for our public schools here in town if I didn't think that.
Okay. Give me your elevator speech. Why should folks vote for you?
That is the first time I've ever heard the term elevator speech. Look, if you are a member of this community and you're seeing the same things that I am in regard to disregard to many of the students in our school system here, then you're going to want to see some changes as well. And you're going to want to have somebody on the board that's going to be a voice for you as well. And this is not a criticism to the directors on the board now, but how many of them actually have some real insight into what it's like to have to maneuver through a public school education being queer, and here especially being BIPOC or disabled? Many of these families are tired of having their children constantly overlooked. So my hope and my goal is to change that and make sure that there's equity, not just equality, but equity among all students.
Jason Woods running for position 7 of the Sisal School Board. Special election is May 16th. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
Up next, school board candidate Diana Pimlott.